欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝 I'm Jessie， 又到了我们今天影学英语的时间了。今天呢，我们要来继续的关注成长教育，来了解这部影片的大结局。
Hello everyone, I'm Lu Han. Today we arrive at the third part of the show, An Education.
昨天我们说 David 呢突然向 Jenny 求婚了，这个时候 Jenny 就要做出选择了，到底是继续自己的学业，按照自己的梦想去考这个牛津大学呢，还是答应 David 的求婚，开始一种完全不同的新的婚姻生活呢？那么在 Jenny 父亲的心里面呢， Jenny 所受的所有的教育啊，都是为了她将来啊能够找到一个好丈夫。
Eventually, Jenny accepts David's proposal and her Oxford ambitions abandoned.
珍妮带着订婚戒指来到了学校，骄傲地向同学们展示她的幸福生活。紧接着，珍妮就被叫到了校长办公室。
Anyway, I can see you're far more in need of responsible advice than I realize. Nobody does anything worth doing without a degree. Nobody does anything worth doing with a degree. No woman, anyway. So what I do isn't worth doing, or what Miss Stubbs does, or Mrs. Wilson, or any of us here.Because none of us would be here without a degree. You do realize that, don't you? And yes, of course, studying is hard and boring.
Boring?
I'm sorry?
Studying is hard and boring. Teaching is hard and boring. So what you're telling me is to be bored, and then bored, and finally bored again, but this time for the rest of my life. This whole stupid country is bored. There's no life in it, or colour, or fun. Probably just as well the Russians are going to drop a nuclear bomb on us any day now. So my choice...is to do something hard and boring, or to marry my Jew, and go to Paris and Rome and listen to jazz, and read and eat good food in nice restaurants and have fun. It's not enough to educate us anymore, Miss Walters. You've got to tell us why you're doing it.
It doesn't have to be teaching, you know. There's a civil service.
I don't wish to be impertinent, Miss Walters, but it is an argument worth rehearsing.You never know, someone else might want to know the point of it all one day.
校长呢也认为一个女人啊不应该把她的人生寄托在男人的身上，而是应该去追求自己的梦想。
She says, nobody does anything worth doing without a degree. 她说没有学历的人做不了什么有意义的事情。Jenny 呢就反驳说 Nobody does anything worth doing with a degree. No woman, anyway. 他说有学位的人也做不了什么有意义的事情啊，反正女人总是做不了什么。
校长呢本来是想劝 Jenny 说，你看这个上学虽然是有些无聊，但是这话还没说完， Jenny 算是抓住了一个关键词啊，说对，没错，上学就是很无聊，而且呢即使我上了大学，大学毕业了然后来教书，同样的很无聊，难道我的人生就要这么的无聊下去吗？
She says, so my choice is to do something hard and boring or to marry my Jew and go to Paris and Rome and listen to jazz and read and eat good food in nice restaurant and have fun.
在学校呢 Jenny 是已经再也待不下去了，她毅然决然地选择了离开。
At school, Jenny scandalizes the headmistress and presents David as a viable alternative to Oxford.
显然 David 是个让人满意的女婿， Jenny 的父母很乐意看到女儿即将出嫁。就在 David 邀请 Jenny 一家去吃饭的途中， Jenny 发现了 David 的秘密。
While searching for cigarettes in David's glove compartment, Jenny finds a stack of letters addressed to Mr. and Mrs. David Goldman.
Mr. and Mrs. David, you're married.
Legally, yes, but
When are you going to tell me?
Soon. It's just never seemed like the right time.Seems so happy, and I was happy.
You're living with your wife all this time. Round the corner, Byron Avenue. No wonder we kept bumping into each other, is it? What number?
34. Don't be like this. Come on.
I have nothing. I didn't take my exams. I left school. Where's it all gone now?
I can get a divorce. Everything will turn out for the best.
Go and tell them. Go and tell them and then go and tell your wife.
They won't listen now. All right? I'll come down tomorrow when everyone's feeling a bit calmer.
Please don't make me come on my own. You owe me that much. You owe them that much.
I owe them much more than that.
2 minutes and then I'll come out and drag you in.
Jenny 要 David 送她和父母回家。下车以后呢， Jenny 拿着这些信啊，质问 David 说，原来你早就已经结婚了，你是在欺骗我呀。
She says, you're living with your wife. 她说你还跟你的妻子生活在一起， all this time, 一直都是 around the corner Bryan Avenue, 就在离我家不远的地方，在 Bryan Avenue. It's no wonder we kept bumping into each other, is it? 她说怪不得我们老能撞见， around the corner 在这里是在附近的意思，它还可以用在时间上。For example, it can say Christmas is around the corner. 圣诞节快到了。Jenny 接着有点绝望地说， I have nothing. I didn't take my exams. I left school. Where is it all gone now? 她说我什么都没有了，我也没参加考试，我也退学了，现在我要怎么办呢？
Jenny 这时候已经乱了分寸，不知道该怎么办了。最糟糕的是她不知道要怎么向父母来解释这种事儿。所以他要求 David 亲自去解释，但是怯懦的 David 最终还是选择了逃走。第二天 Jenny 来到 Danny 的家里，质问 Danny 和 Helen 为什么明明知道真相却从来没有告诉过他。
Jenny blames Danny and Helen for not telling her that David had married.
I tried to tell him. I'm not speaking to him now. I need consolation.
It's a funny world you people live in.You both watched me carrying on with a married man you didn't think it was worth saying anything about.
Yes, but if you want that conversation, you watched David and I help ourselves to a map, and you didn't say much either.
Jenny 质问 Danny 说 You both watched me carrying on with a married man, and you didn't think it's worth saying anything about it. 他说你们两个都看着我和一个已婚的男人越陷越深，你们就不觉得应该对我说些什么吗？ Carry on 在这里就是继续的意思。比如说当你和你的同学一起做一个演讲，你讲完你的部分，你可以对他说 Please carry on, 就是你来继续讲吧。在这个时候 Jenny 就反问道， You watched David and I help ourselves to a map and you didn't say much either. 他说当初你看到我和 David 顺手牵羊拿走别人的地图的时候，你不是也没说什么吗？
在离开了 Danny 家之后， Jenny 偷偷地找到了 David 家，正好碰到了 David 的妻子带着儿子出门。
Come on,
you,
let's go.Oh, hello. Hello. Sorry, I think I got the wrong number. I was looking for my, I wanted a number for my cello lesson. And there's a Tommy. Good God. You're a child. You didn't know about any of this. Presumably. No, I never do. You're not in the family way, are you? Because that's happened before. Thank God for that.No, no, you stay here.
尽管 Jenny 呢并没有向 David 的妻子透露什么事情，但是 David 的妻子从 Jenny 的眼神里已经看出了真相。
She said, Good God, you're a child. You didn't know about any of this, presumably. 她说天哪，你还是个孩子，你肯定对此事一无所知。They never do. 他们从来都被蒙在鼓里。这个他们可能就指的是所有之前被 David 欺骗过的女人。She says, You're not in the family way, are you?Because that's happened before. 他说你没有嫁给他吧，类似这样的事情之前发生过的。
知道了真相之后，绝望的 Jenny 回到了家，看到女儿是如此的痛苦，作为父亲的 Jack 也打算去替女儿讨个说法，但是 Jenny 的质问让父亲突然意识到在这件事里做父母的也有责任。
Jack finally realized that there is something wrong with the education he gives to his daughter and he makes apology to his daughter.
Jenny, I'm sorry. I know I've made a mess of everything. All my life, I've been scared. And I didn't want you to be scared. That's why I wanted you to go to Oxford. And then along came David, and he knew famous writers, he knew how to get to classical music concerts. But he wasn't who he said he was. He wasn't who you said he was either. The other day, your mother and I were listening to a program on the radio about C.S. Lewis, and they said that he'd moved to Cambridge in 1950. I said, well, they've got that wrong. Now, Jenny wouldn't have his name in her book if he'd moved to Cambridge. There's a cup of tea and some biscuits out here.
Jenny's father says, I know I've made a mess of everything. 他说我知道我搞砸了这一切。All my life I've been scared.I didn't want you to be scared. 他说我一生都担惊受怕，我不想你也这样。That's why I wanted you to go to Oxford. 所以我想让你去上牛津大学。And then along came David. 然后 David 突然出现了。 and he knew famous writers. He knew how to get to classical music concerts. 他认识著名作家，他知道怎么去古典音乐会。But he wasn't who he said he was. He wasn't who you said he was either. 但他并不像他所说的那样，他也并不像你所说的那样。
其实，在 Jenny 和 David 交往的过程当中呢，父母曾经发现过一些迹象，证明这个 David 似乎在撒谎。但是父母呢，宁愿忽视这些，他们宁愿去相信 David， 因为他们实在是太希望 David 就是他们想要的那个金龟婿了。现在看来呢，这一切是多么的荒唐啊！虽然受到了如此沉重的打击呢， Jenny 最终还是鼓起了勇气回到了学校，她希望校长能够再给自己一次机会。
However, her old headmistress refuses to allow her to repeat her final year of school.
How do you think we can help?
I want to repeat my last year at school and take my exam.
I got the impression last time we spoke that you didn't see the point of school, or of me, or of any of us here
I know I was stupid. The life I want, there's no shortcut. I know now that I need to go to university.
It gives me absolutely no pleasure whatsoever to see our young schoolgirls throwing their lives away. Although, of course, you are not one of our schoolgirls anymore. Through your own volition.
I suppose you think I'm a ruined woman.
You're not a woman. No, I'm afraid I think that the offer of a place at this school would be wasted on you.
Jenny 呢向校长承认错误，她说 I know I was stupid, the life I want, there's no shortcut. 她说我知道我很愚蠢，我想要的那种生活实际上没有捷径可走。 I know now that I need to go to university. 我现在知道了我必须要上大学。但校长呢并没有原谅 Jenny. She says, It gives me absolutely no pleasure whatsoever to see our young schoolgirls throwing their lives away. 看到我们年轻的女学生自毁前程，真是让我十分痛心。Although, of course, you're not one of our schoolgirls anymore. Through your own volition. 当然了，你现在已经不再是我们学生了。这可是你自己决定的。Volition 就是意愿的意思。For example, can say, without conscious volition, she walks out of the door. 她漫无目的地走出了门。
在被校长拒绝了之后， Jenny 仍然没有放弃。她找到了以前曾经对她抱有很大希望的 Stubbs 老师。
I didn't expect to see you again.
This is lovely. All your books and pictures and paperbacks and postcards, Jenny. It's really neat, isn't it? Somewhere to... I'm sorry I said those silly things. I didn't understand.
Let's forget about it.
A Brian Jones.
Do you like him?
I do. Still. Still?
You sound very old and wise.
I feel old, but not very wise. Miss Stubbs, I need your help.
I was so hoping that's what you were going to say.
显然经过了这次变故呢， Jenny 对人生有了新的认识，知道了到底自己想要什么样的生活。
She comes to Miss Stubbs and she says, Miss Stubbs, I need your help. 她说我需要你的帮助。And Miss Stubbs replies,I was so hoping that's what you're going to say. 他说我一直等着你说出这句话来呢。
在 Stubbs 老师的帮助下， Jenny 又重新拾起了书本，而且似乎呢他比以前更用功了。终于第二年的春天， Jenny 收到了牛津大学的录取通知。
Jenny is accepted to read English at Oxford, which had been her ambition before she met David.
It is my pleasure to inform you that your application to read English at Oxford has been accepted.
珍妮付出的努力终于得到了回报，她进入了梦想的牛津大学，开始学习英国文学，同时也找到了新的爱情。
The final scene shows her riding her bike on the streets of Oxford with a male student. Jenny narrates in the background.
So I went to read English books and did my best to avoid the fleshy spotty fate that Helen had predicted for me. I probably looked as wide-eyed, fresh and artless as any other student. But I wasn'tOne of the boys I went out with, and they really were boys, once asked me to go to Paris with him. And I told him I'd love to. I was dying to see Paris. As if I'd never been.
Jenny says, I'd probably look as white-eyed, fresh, and artless as many other students, but I wasn't.
我也许看上去和别的学生一样，又傻又青涩。
但实际上我已经不是了。
这部影片的名字呢叫 An Education， 这个教育啊可以从几个方面来理解。
Jenny drops out of school because she believes that she can better acquire knowledge through her life with David than through academic study。
对于 Jenny 来说，学校的教育在奢靡的生活面前溃败了，而社会的教育却向 Jenny 索要了残酷的代价。同时在 Jenny 的家里， Jenny 接受了成长的教育，而 Jenny 的父母通过女儿的成长也接受了人生的教育。那感谢一连三天和卢涵以及 Jessie 来分享这一部成长教育。 Alright, that's all for today。 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Radio， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com， 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。 I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow。
北京榜样平凡中的力量，
他26岁成为114位老人的家长，
他用毕生积蓄为山村孩子建起学堂，
他们是我们身边的榜样。
欢迎收听《北京榜样人物故事》展播。
这个山得有多高啊？
这个山是海拔102。过去是每天都得跑回看
啊。
怀柔水库边的担子山是怀柔城区周边最高的山，海拔102米。在这座山的山顶有一座高75米的发射塔，它承担着整个怀柔城区广播电视无线信号的发射。金志达的岗位就在这塔下，他带着妻子在担子山上像军人一样驻守了23年，也让怀柔的百姓能清楚地看了23年的电视节目，清晰地听了23年的广播。
但它这不规则，不像咱们这楼梯这个。
对，
你看有高有低，有长有短。
嗯，
都是走起来呢，有点费劲。
听到狗叫，就到了金志达的家。确切地说，是他和妻子工作的地儿，就是发射塔旁边的一座2层楼。楼上是发射机房，楼下是金志达的家。
这发射塔主要是怀柔的电视和广播，
就一旦这个发射塔初步上都有，
对，
怀柔整个地区的这个
地区的广播和那个无线信号就要中断了。这个是现在咱们怀柔广播电台的发射机。
1986年，金志达从部队转业回家，由于在部队学习的是无线电技术，他被分配到怀柔广电局工作，经常没日没夜的徒步行走在山区测广播信号，下乡帮老乡们装电视。
老百姓当初那个就是各村才一台电视，或者有还有没有的，老百姓到哪里都支持我们。当然也年轻点，那真是就怕他测信号，这一天从早晨出去一直到晚上昨天回来，中途恨不得都找不着信号。但是回来呢，老百姓跟咱们的交流就特别有那啥，我们觉得坐在那个老百姓炕头上，
就是当看到他们能看到画面的，
对，是老百姓的这个表现，那个心态，哎，跟咱们同样的，就心里特别很愉快。那天我
爱人刘淑玉提起这段往事，却不像金志达一样那么开心。老金为了工作照顾家里真的是太少了。
我离婚的时候他还在部队，我们小孩都4岁了他才转业，几乎就是说他转业回来也几乎照顾不到家。
嗯，
一年下乡156天，差不多一半都在外面跑。比如说过节11，我们想回家看看看看老太太，她在过节在也不是哪个站正好建成以后，她在那值班，11她都没回来，老太太她非常生气。
由于怀柔地处山区，很多地方的广播电视信号都收不到。1990年，领导决定克服困难，在担子山顶建一座75米高的发射塔，覆盖整个怀柔地区。
在这个山上建应该就很麻烦，
很麻烦。这个就咱们这机房，目前咱们坐的这地方呢，还都是大山呢，都是人工的，或者生气的，
嗯，
往上拖，包括我们的设备呢，都是山路。你看上面走路也哪没有正。
塔建好了，谁来守塔？领导说，守塔的人不仅要24小时看塔，还要会技术。塔坏了能立马修好，确保信号一直畅通。军人出身，而且是技术骨干的金志达。 二话没说答应了。不过有个条件，让自己的爱人和孩子一块上山陪他守塔，这样家庭工作就两不误了。
开始我不想来，就是说就想着我没来看，我根本不懂这行，我入不入得了这行，我不会干。后来他说这个部位你也就甭考虑了。为啥说呢？说我教你啊。他在部队十一年就是搞雷达修理的，对着发射机各方面他都是内行。
1991年8月，只有30多岁的金志达和妻子刘淑玉在海拔100多米的弹子山发射台里落户安家，成了弹子山上唯一的一户人家。山上冬天没有暖气，冷的时候室内温度只有5-6度，夏天打雷更是恐怖无比。
你看闪一打，闪一闪，我的那雷咔嚓一响，就在你脑顶上，甚至就在你旁边。配那枪过去还用木的，木质的配那枪，现在都铁的，更换了。那一个雷一火球从那里出来，那我们家就在那飞出这将近1米多，快2米了，
就把你们给打到一
堆了。对，哎，我们家二院就在一楼嘛，完了以后那里边就马上就起火了，就拿下灭火器就配。
2003年以前，节目播出环节也是在这个发射台上。同事们每天把制作好的录像带送到山下，金志达到山下去取袋子，然后再回到山顶放到机器里把节目播出去。
怀柔也有那两份政协会的那会说，那记者们赶节目赶得稍微的，因为当时的节目要当天播出去，那特别相对晚一点，打电话还可以，但是送到山底下来不知道什么原因就晚了。我在底下一到这上面一看是连3分钟两分钟多一点，
就是两分钟就要播了。
哎，
这袋子才送到山下。
对，我从山底就刚才咱们一上开那门的时候，从那一直跑到这个楼下的那喘的都不知道，但是我爱人呢从那个转梯那到上面一看，那都是倒计时啊，还有37秒钟，37秒钟你再装袋子再找头再那啥的话，它有个5分钟的倒袋的那启动都弄好了，再马上要播出了，就多了2秒钟。那冒虚汗，那腿直哆哆嗦。但是我听了那怀柔那个，哎，咱们播音员播出那开始曲的时候，这点倒心了倒凉了，踏实了。
每年的十一国庆节，怀柔电视台都要播放特别节目《开国大典》。1994年也不例外。那天晚上7点多，节目正在播出的时候，发射信号突然减弱。金志达经过巡检，发现一根视频线的插头松了，为了不中断信号，金志达愣是用手一直按着线头，节目清晰播出了6个小时，他一动不动的按了6个小时。
完了，有人那手都真的都自己恨不得拿刀一剁都不知道疼不疼，都那种感觉，确实真木了。
23个年头，吃住都在山上，没有休息日，没有交接班，金志达却保持着从来没有出过一次播出事故。很多时候他们都是从发射台的电视屏幕里去看外面的世界，而晚上10点电视节目结束之前，他们从来没有吃过晚饭。
等我把袋子全换完了以后，播上连续剧，孩子那点上学，给孩子弄几口饭上的吃了，吃了我得给他弄口水喝，完了等天关了我俩再吃饭，就是这样。
发射塔必须全天24小时有人值守，夫妻两人不能同时离开岗位，因此妻子下山买菜的时候，丈夫老金看着发射塔，金志达下山开会的时候，妻子刘淑玉在山上看着，两个人从来没有一起下山逛过街，去过商场。23年来仅有一次两人同时下了山，而这一次让妻子刘淑玉永生难忘。请您继续收听夫妻守塔23年。
第7届赢在创意全球华语广播栏目大赛明罗开展，即日起至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意，了解详情请登录北京广播网赢在创意官方网页，或拨打电话8501-3263 8501-3263，快来加入吧，谱写您心中的美妙音符。
你伸一把手拨开的是他满天的云朵，
谢谢你啊。
你伸一把手扶住的是他柔弱的肩膀，
真是多亏你。
助人为乐，是赠人玫瑰，手有余香。助人为乐是国之传统，代代相传。
向类风同志学习，
向类风同志学习，
向雷锋同志学习。
助人为乐，向雷锋同志学习，
向雷锋同志学习。
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧，微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
Turned into a battlefield.